Metaplanet raises $531 million for Bitcoin. While sitting on a $1.2 billion unrealized loss, Metaplanet, the Tokyo-listed company that has become Asia's largest corporate Bitcoin holder, raised $531 million in potential capital to fund additional Bitcoin purchases. The announcement landed on March 16th with Bitcoin trading at $73,237, up 2% over the past 24 hours, but still far below the company's average acquisition price. That gap matters. Metaplanet holds 35,102 BTC at a total cost basis of $378 billion, or roughly $107,716 per coin. At today's price, the portfolio is worth approximately $257 billion, putting the company about $1.2 billion underwater, a 32% unrealized loss. They're raising more money to buy more, $531 million on top of a $5.4 billion plan. The $531 million comes through stock acquisition rights, a mechanism Metaplanet has used repeatedly since adopting its Bitcoin treasury strategy in mid-2024. If all rights are exercised, the company receives cash it can deploy into BTC purchases. This is not a standalone move. Metaplanet's board previously approved a $5.4 billion equity raise plan through the issuance of 555 million additional common shares. The goal? Accumulate 100,000 BTC by the end of 2026 and 210,000 BTC by 2027. At 35,102 coins today, the company needs roughly 65,000 more BTC in the next 9 months to hit the first target. At current prices, that requires approximately $476 billion. The $531 million gets them about 7,250 more coins, which would bring the total to around 42,350 BTC if fully deployed. Still well short of 100,000. CEO Simon Gerovich has maintained that the core focus remains the accumulation and long-term holding of Bitcoin as a treasury reserve asset, unchanged. The company trades on the Tokyo Stock Exchange under ticker 3350 and on the US OTC market as MTPLF, the revenue machine behind the losses. The unrealized loss looks alarming in isolation, but Metaplanet's income statement tells a different story. Revenue jumped 738% year over year, with Bitcoin-related activities generating 95% of total income. The company earns revenue through Bitcoin option strategies, producing approximately $30 million in a single quarter from premium income on covered calls and put selling. This is the strategy, formerly MicroStrategy playbook, adapted for Tokyo. Use capital markets to accumulate Bitcoin, generate income from options, and treat the BTC stack as a perpetual treasury asset. The stock price reflects the strategy's appeal. Metaplanet shares are up over 1,744% since the company first announced Bitcoin purchases in July 2024, even after a pullback that pushed its market-based net asset value below 1.0. That MNAV dip, where the stock trades below the value of its Bitcoin holdings per share, is precisely what triggered a separate $500 million Bitcoin collateralized buyback program announced last year. The buyback runs through October 2026 and can repurchase up to 150 million shares. Building beyond buying Metaplanet is not just stacking coins. In March, the company launched two subsidiaries. Metaplanet Ventures, based in Tokyo, will deploy 4 billion yen, roughly $27 million, into seed through growth stage companies building Bitcoin financial infrastructure in Japan. The first investment, 400 million yen, into yen stablecoin issuer JPYC Inc., CR, is scheduled for April. Metaplanet Asset Management, based in Miami, signals a U.S. presence. The pivot from pure accumulator to ecosystem builder comes as Japan prepares to reclassify Bitcoin as a regulated financial asset by January 2028, a shift that would require domestic infrastructure, custody solutions, lending platforms, and payment rails that largely do not exist at scale today. The math that keeps analysts awake, reaching 100,000 BTC by December 2026 requires acquiring roughly 7,200 coins per month for the rest of the year. At $73,237 per coin, that is $527 million per month in purchases alone, not counting operational costs or the venture's arm. Peter Chung, head of research at Presto, has warned that sustainability depends on the appetite for Metaplanet's security issuance in the public capital market, and the real test will come when the current bull market comes to an end. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 39 fear as of March 16, 2026, suggesting that test may already be underway. The company's average cost basis of $107,716 means Bitcoin needs to rally roughly 47% from its current price just to break even. If BTC reaches its previous all-time high territory above $100,000, Metaplanet's 35102 coins would be worth over $3.5 billion, nearly erasing the loss. If it falls further, the $1.2 billion gap widens, and the capital raise becomes dilution with nothing to show for it. 61 publicly listed companies now collectively hold 3.2% of all Bitcoin in existence. Metaplanet ranks fourth among them, behind Strategy, Marathon Digital, and Tesla. The question is no longer whether corporate Bitcoin treasuries are a trend. It is whether the companies building them can survive the drawdowns.